Sitting by H.E. Francis. In the morning, the man and the woman were sitting on his front steps. They sat all day, they would not move. With metronomic regularity, he peered at them through the pane in his front door. They did not leave at dark. He wondered when they ate or slept or did their duties. At dawn, they were still sitting there. They sat through sun and rain. At first, only the immediate neighbors called. Who are they? What are they doing there? He did not know. Then neighbors from farther down the street called. People who passed and saw the couple called. He never heard the man and the woman talk. When he started getting calls from all over the city, from strangers and city fathers, professionals and clerks, garbage and utilities men, and the postman who had to walk around them to deliver letters, he had to do something. He asked them to leave. They said nothing. They sat, they stared, indifferent. He said he would call the police. The police gave them a talking to, explained the limits of their rights, and took them away in the police car. In the morning, they were back. The next time, the police said they would put them in jail if the jails were not so full, though they would have to find a place for them somewhere if he insisted. That is your problem, he said. No, it is really yours, the police told him. But they removed the pair. When he looked out the next morning, the man and the woman were sitting on the steps. They sat there every day for years. Winters, he expected them to die from the cold, but he died. He had no relatives, so the house went to the city. The man and the woman went on sitting there. When the city threatened to remove the man and woman, neighbors and citizens brought a suit against the city. After sitting so long, the man and the woman deserved the house. The petitioners won. The man and the woman took over the house. In the morning, strange men and women were sitting on the front steps all over the city.